Welcome. It's another week, and I want to be sharing on a profitable thought. Yes, this is another series of the profitable thoughts. So, have you ever heard the saying that prayer isn't everything? And as a believer, it is justified with the fact that you need to add works and so on and so forth. Well, I meditated on it and I studied the life of successful believers and discovered that prayer actually is everything. But hold on. What am I saying? Am I countering what people have said in the past? Or am I going to reveal something that we might have not noticed? Well, that's what I'm going to be sharing in the next few minutes you spend with me. So, welcome back. Like I said, prayer. They say it's not everything. But as a believer, I've discovered that prayer is actually everything. Now, determining what we call everything, we need to understand. What do we mean when we say prayer is not everything? Are we saying prayer is not enough? Or are we saying that prayer alone cannot get things done? Well, if that's what we're talking about, then we might be right. But still, there's an atom of understanding we need to have about prayer before we make such conclusion. For instance, the Bible says that money answereth all things, but money isn't all things. Money isn't food, but it can get you food. Money isn't a car, but it can get you a car. Money isn't friends, but it can get you friends. So, if money could answer everything, then why is prayer not everything? The simple truth is because we've misunderstood how prayer works, or what prayer really is, and it has made us create the people that make us justify what prayer is, or justify the statement that prayer isn't everything. First, let's start with why did such statement come up? Well, there are some believers who pray and do nothing. They have the genie mentality of God. You remember the Aladdin story? Aladdin rubbing that lamp and a genie come out and say, I can grant you only 3 wishes. And the first wish that the genie grants is always, most times they ask for riches, you know, those kind of stuff. And when they ask for riches, instantly, boom, they are wealthy. There's no process. There's nothing that happens. That is the same thing we think of God. We think by the moment we pray, Father, bless my business. For instance, we just go to the shop and customers start trooping in. Boom, 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 boom. We think when we say, God, we need money for this, then immediately we leave our house. There is a bank alert, ping, 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 and whoa, God has done it. No, God isn't a magician, like my big daddy would say, and he isn't a genie either, but God does miracles. And I think miracles are just one level of it all. So it's like, to me, it's the lowest level God wants us to operate in. Yet, let's go back to the talk. So, because people have this mentality of prayer, they pray to God and take no action. And you can't fully blame them because they don't even know that there's an action to be taken. There are also the extreme end of them, extreme opposite. The people who pray and take actions, but the action doesn't bring results. So, what am I saying? There is something that is being, that is missing in this prayer life, in both people's prayer life, that is causing them not to act right. After reading a book by Casey Price, the book is Faith, Presumption, and Foolishness, I found out that faith is anchored on God's word. God's word, not just the logos, but the rhema, that is the present word at that time, what God is saying to you personally at that time. Faith grows on that. Faith thrives on that. Do you understand? So now, most of us don't have that word, except we go to service where the pastor or the prophet or whoever is shepherding the assembly declares a word. Then sometimes we have the word. But when we pray, we don't take out time to do the other part of prayer, which is listening. We think prayer is not what we do every day. We actually pray every day. Prayer is just a communication, especially when we ask people things. For instance, if you ask me a question, you expect an answer. If you ask me for something, you expect a reply. A reply that will show whether I am going to give you what you've asked for or whether you have to go and look for it somewhere else. But you know the problem? We pray, but we don't listen, wait for God's reply. We're not patient, forgetting that it is until He replies that we can actually have the confidence to take certain actions. And sometimes the reply can just be a word of encouragement to boost our faith. Sometimes the reply can be an instruction that, when acted upon, triggers the blessing of obedience, and then there is tremendous power at work to give us what we desire. Or sometimes it could just be a revelation that opens our eyes to what is stopping you from getting it. Because there is also this notion that most of what we ask for, we receive immediately, but there is an enemy that is stopping us from getting it. So when you understand that prayer in that line is what leads to the action that leads to the success, then prayer truly is everything. Because without prayer, you wouldn't get the instruction from God, which means you wouldn't get the success you are pursuing or the desire you've asked God for. So you see, prayer is everything, because it is the beginning to getting what you desire, and also it is the end to establishing what you've desired. For example, if I pray to you and you give me something, I still have to come back to thank you, which is still a prayer. Do you understand? So prayer is everything. Everything we do as believers is covered up in prayer. The only difference is we don't see prayer right, so we think that prayer isn't everything. So after praying, we just get out there and start walking, but we're walking without direction. It's like me asking someone for something and without waiting for reply, go around searching for that same thing. It's futile. So that is just all I have to say about this. Well, you can share your thoughts. You can share your comments on what you think about this episode, and I will be sure to reply. Have a great and profitable week.